Welcome back. 1144, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Happy middle of the work week to you, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we expect to make the connection with Dave Boyer at the White House in just a couple of minutes. Evidently, some kind of technical problem. Very, very odd to have a technical problem when we deal with Dave Boyer. But then again, he is at the White House. And then again, we know this administration. And then again, they may have known we're going to speak about the extension of Obamacare enrollment. Yep. Yeah, as I mentioned with Ian a couple of minutes ago, there is a story in today's Washington Times by Dave Boyer about that. Yesterday, the administration decided, well, you know, look, if you're in line, if you're in the process of enrolling, well, then all you have to do is check this little box. And look, that'll tell us that you really are there, and we'll give you 60 extra days. Now, let's think about that for a minute. What's the real reason? They don't have enough people signed up, right? And if they're taking your word for it, what stops you next week from going online, going to the website, checking the box, saying that, hey, you know, I was in line before April 1st. I mean, what stops you from doing that? Nothing. All right, let's see. I think we've established contact. It's way down the road, too. So sometimes it takes a long time to get a call through to Dave Boyer, and not to mention the fact that he's a very busy man, but he joins me now. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I was just talking about your story, Obamacare applicants get a new deadline. This is for those who haven't completed the process. I understand that. But if I also understand you got to check a box claiming you started the process before the deadline, wink, wink.
Yeah, wink, wink is right. There's really no way the government is admitting that the Obama administration is admitting they're not going to check whether you actually started that process before the deadline or not. You know, there's going to be no verification of that, so it's pretty much on the honor system here. And it's obvious the administration is just trying at the last minute to, you know, bump up the numbers as much as they can.
Now, wait a minute, Dave. They claimed it was a surge.
A surge?
Yeah, they had a surge of people trying to get online, and they all couldn't get through the process.
That's right. You know, it's been going on for 6 months, but here we are, and it's the last week, and now they have a surge. Well, you know, when I was in college, I used to procrastinate all the time, so
yeah.
I guess it's possible.
Yeah. More than likely, they don't have the young people that they so desperately need to make all of this work. And so if they can allow for another 60 days so they can continue to get the message out, maybe they can get over the hump. I don't know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Maryland, by the way, is already doing this, and some other states have been considering it, right?
Yeah, some other states are, you know, giving themselves leeway to, you know, extend the deadline and have a grace period. And they haven't reached the numbers they need. And it's like you mentioned, they are not reaching their overall percentage of younger, healthier people in the program that they need about a third of them to pay for the, older people like you and I who are, you know, tend to require more healthcare services.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. All right. I want to move on to a couple other things. The president, obviously, in Belgium, as part of his trip, he visited a World War I cemetery, did he?
He did. He was in Belgium this morning at a cemetery called Flanders Field Cemetery, where there's more than 300 U.S. casualties from World War I buried, and he gave a little speech there and laid a wreath, and you know, just general remarks about the need for common security. And then he also had a press conference later this morning with the leaders of the European Union, in which he was kind of, it was interesting. I mean, it's nothing he hasn't said before, but he was chiding some of the members of NATO for not chipping in enough for NATO's budget, you know, to provide common defense against Russia, and and so he's correct that over the years, you know, when NATO was formed after World War II, the United States contributed about half of the NATO budget. And nowadays with, you know, some of the other members, there's 28 members of NATO, some of them shirking their responsibility on contributions. The U.S. share of the overall NATO budget is up to something more around 75%.
Wow. He is taking some heat for calling Russia a regional power. I don't think there's any surprise there that he would take some heat for that remark.
No, and it, you know, it was a planned move. It was, you know, actually he knew what he was going to say before he said it, and he had planned that, and it was a dig at Putin, and you know, here we go again with this. You know, President Obama is pretending not to, you know, be in a personal tit for tat with Vladimir Putin, but, you know, then he goes and makes remarks like that. Exactly what's going on.
Right. Here's a guy that's got nukes that we all know what he can do.
Yeah, we know. We're arguing about missile defense with a regional power, are we? It was a planned insult.
Yeah. And, you know, the other statement that he made concerning he was more worried over a nuke in New York, that had to rattle some cages in New York, you know. I mean, people had to be thinking, okay, does he know something that we should be, you know, privy to?
Yeah, I think the point he was just trying to make, and it's, you know, it's a valid one, is, you know, on a daily basis, the U.S., has more assets and people working and money, the resources devoted to trying to stop, you know, Islamist terrorists from, you know, getting a dirty bomb into the United States than they are with, you know, an invasion from Russia or an attack of some kind from Russia. So that's true, you know, but I think he just kind of went a little too far with, you know, where, you know, obviously New York has strong sensibilities about that kind of talk.
Yeah, I would think. I see the Secret Service made some headlines again for all the wrong reasons.
Yes, three agents were sent home from Europe on Sunday or earlier this week, right before the president arrived. They got into trouble. At least one of them was found inebriated in the hallway of his hotel, I think passed out essentially, and you know, it was within you know, a very short time of the president's arrival in Europe, and you know, this is not too long after we had the scandal in Colombia where the agents got in trouble for, you know, consorting with prostitutes before a presidential trip. And it's, you know, I think the general thought had been, you know, that the service had been, you know, reformed and cleaning up its act, and, you know, we haven't had them in the news much, but this is just publicity that they didn't obviously need.
Yeah. And Joe Biden went to New Hampshire. Why?
He did. He was there with the Secretary of Labor to talk about job training programs, and, of course, it raised more speculation about whether he'll run for president in 2016, and, of course, he's not saying. But, as you know, New Hampshire is the first in the nation primary in 2016, and so a reporter asked him, you know, hey, you know, are you going to run? And Biden just said, I'm here to talk about job training, not my job. So no more revelations from the vice president on his plans, but it, you know, certainly raised a lot of speculation that he chose New Hampshire of all places to go.
All right, very good. Talking about that three-letter word, J-O-B-S, jobs, yeah. All right, and finally today, Dave, Nancy Pelosi's birthday is today. I don't know if you've heard any well-wishers down at the White House or not.
I hope my flowers got through to her.
Yeah, it's very nice of you. It really is. All right, Dave, thanks for your help. We'll talk again. Bye.
Thanks, Andy.
See ya. Dave Boyer, live from the White House. It is 11:53, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times.